Man, it was just from execution, from it just wasn't us. You know, that I don't know what that was. I can't wait to watch the film and learn from it. You know, obviously we turned the ball over way too many times. The two I had, the one to Mo, going down just trying to make a play, especially in that situation. Again, that's me just trying to do too much in the situation that we're in. But the second one, the guy tackled Vincent. So, you know, we got the look we wanted. The guy jumped James. It's perfect for that coverage. Jumped James, went to throw it in behind Vince. The guy pretty much hit him, but I guess, you know, it is what it is.
Coach said it was his decision to take you out. Did you want to go out? Were you okay with it?
Oh, gosh, no. No. I was pretty hot. I was pretty upset. But they explained why. And it's hard because I'm so competitive and I want to play and I want to do my best to help us and all those things. But when he explained why, I have to be smart too and understand, you know, we still have 4 games left and we can't risk anything with the situation what it was.
Do you think you, as a team, possibly maybe just exhaled a little after finally getting the first win?
You know, I don't know. It's hard. You know, it just didn't feel like us, you know, so maybe. You know, Coach Brano told us, he said he wanted us to remember the feeling we had last week, but remember this one too. You know, because this hurts. You know, this is bad. This is a bad feeling. You know, but we know that, you know, it's tough right now. It's really tough right now. So what kind of people, what kind of team are we going to be? Are we going to turn on each other? Are we going to hold hands and go together with this thing? So, you know, obviously we're going to stick together and see what happens.
Did the early three and outs have any major impact, or how did it affect you guys early on?
Obviously, with 3 and outs, it's tough on our defense. But as an offense, we know what kind of defense they have. We know how talented they are. We know all those things. So in the situation early in the game, you know, you just want to be smart. You want to make the right calls. You know, you don't know if you're going to get a new look or not. Just be smart. You know, take what they're giving you, those kind of things. And, you know, I thought we did a good job of that. Obviously, the 3 and out, that's tough because some of the 3rd downs were really close. You know, or the 2nd down plays were really close also. But against the kind of defense that they have, you know, you don't want to go out and just be taking chances all the time because obviously you see they're good at taking the ball away. So, you know, for us it was just about being smart at that time. But obviously when it later on in the game, how it started to work out, you kind of just have to start, you know, and they're playing cover 2, soft zone. You got to take everything underneath. It's tough. It's a tough situation.
When you come in at halftime and it's 38-0, what's the message then from the coaches?
From the coaching staff, they were fired up, man. They were fired up. You know, that's one thing.
Angry fired up?
No. Like, just we need to execute. You know, be passionate. Have a little passion about us. And that's one thing. You know, in my head, hey, let's go win the 2nd half. You know, let's go win the 2nd half, see what we can do out of this thing. And, yeah, there's one thing about me. I never give up. I always have the passion in me. So I just try and relay the encouragement to the guys. You know, that's it's hard to be 38-0. That's really hard. But how do we react? And we didn't react good enough, obviously. We didn't react good enough, so we got to take a look at it.
Did you think that you guys were flat? Is that the right word to describe how you guys started today?
I guess so, because it just wasn't us. You know, that didn't look like us, what we have been working on. Obviously, times like that are going to happen. You never want it to be like this. You never want to go through those times, but they do happen in this league, especially against a really good team that they have. You know, so I don't know if flat's the word, but it just wasn't us.
With a few games left and a loss in this fashion, do you ever worry that, you know, maybe this is the point where things maybe unravel?
For me, I always have hope in my teammates. You know, I always have the faith that, you know, my teammates and our coaching staff, I don't worry about them. You know, I know that they're going to keep fighting. I know that we're going to prepare and all those things. It's my job as the leader of this team to make sure that we're still staying encouraged and we're making sure we're executing crisp at practice. You know, I don't think our practices were good enough this week. You know, that's something that Coach hit on, and, you know, that's on us, and I'll make sure we get that right.